From this Friday until the end of the month, the banks will notify their customers they now have less to pay on their mortgage repayments. But even if your bank has publicly promised to pass on this month's Reserve Bank rate cut, it won't automatically apply to you. Consumer advocates are urging borrowers to call their bank manager to ask, first, whether they're entitled to a rate cut, and second, if they are, to ask for an even bigger discount than what's on offer. Our business reporter David Taylor did just that. Good evening, David.
Hi, Linda.
Talk us through your experience.
Well, Linda, I have a mortgage, and like many people in my position, when I heard the Reserve Bank had cut interest rates for the first time in nearly 3 years, I wanted to know if my bank would follow suit. I checked the letterbox and online, nothing. So I decided to email my bank manager. Now, she called me within 20 minutes of that email. It's a very polite email. And I said to her, surprised, "Look, I know the Reserve Bank has cut interest rates. Are you going to pass on that interest rate? And am I going to see that in my bank account?" Again, to my great surprise, she said, "Not only are we going to pass on the Reserve Bank rate cut, but I'm going to offer you today an even bigger cut." So the Reserve Bank did 25 basis points. The bank I'm with did 20. She's offered me 0.35 percentage points, 35. So
without even asking.
No, well, I told my colleagues that I knew had great negotiating skills, of course. But no, really, she offered that rate. But Linda, it can easily go the other way. Here's Kate's story. By the way, that's not her real name.
We noticed that there was a lot of people, I guess, reporting lower rates. So we contacted our bank and asked them to at least match it or look at our rate. And they didn't.
What did they say exactly? "No, we're not going to do that. Go away."
They were actually quite unhelpful, to say the truth, which is surprising because we've had two home loans with them now. And we said, "Well, can you at least offer us something reduced to get closer so we don't have to change?" And they said, no, we can't do anything. We can't offer you anything less." And we said, "Well, we'll leave if we do." Our mortgage broker organised a lot of the conversations and they said, "No, we just can't do that at this time."
The Reserve Bank's decision to cut the cash rate to 1.25% has been widely publicised.
Today, the Reserve Bank makes its move. The cash rate cut for the first time in nearly 3 years.
The Reserve Bank's hoping the move will help fire up
the headlines and pressure on the banks to treat customers better following the damning revelations from the Banking Royal Commission has seen all the major lenders announce they're passing on the rate cut in full or close to it. But a recent ACCC report shows the customer experience often differs from what the banks promise in their media releases. Gerard Brody is from the Consumer Action Law Centre.
It does pay to examine your particular situation and not rely on these media releases and media reporting about what the big banks are doing.
Martin North is the principal of financial research firm Digital Finance Analytics. He agrees and says if you're not paying the advertised standard variable rate or you're already on a discounted rate, the latest Reserve Bank rate cut may not apply to you at all.
Certainly the advertised headline rate would be dropping by 25 basis points, but it may not translate in real life to real accounts. You need to go check.
His most recent surveys show customers are anxious about whether or not they'll receive a rate cut from their bank. For some, automated payments may delay the benefits of a rate cut, while others on a fixed rate will miss out entirely.
In some cases, it might be all automatic. You just can't assume that it will be, I think, is what I'd say. And I'm particularly concerned with those who've perhaps taken a fixed rate, for example, because they won't see any change. So they might think they would, but of course, with a fixed rate, it's a contract until the next term roll. And if they try to break that, they'd have to pay a considerable amount of fees to do that. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. And other people who've recently taken out these really cheap loans may discover that, in fact, they can't get a further 25 basis points off that already cheap loan. So it is more complex than perhaps first appears.
Of course, in better economic times, when the Reserve Bank was applying the brakes to the economy and raising interest rates, history shows the big banks were very quick to pass on higher rates to borrowers. According to interest rate comparison website Mozo, when rates last went up in November 2010, the Commonwealth Bank pushed through the hike in just 2 days. When it comes to cutting rates, the bigger banks hold fire. Gerard Brody from the Consumer Action Law Centre again.
That is the case this time, where some of the big banks have announced that their changes, their cuts in interest rates, will not happen until later on in June.
Which is the case for the CBA, being the last major bank to pass on some financial relief to its customers. And the relief, in many cases, can be quite substantial. Savings on many of the Big Four banks' owner-occupier principal and interest loans will range from $44 to $62 a month, based on a mortgage of $400,000, paid over 30 years. Bank customer Kate says those savings will make a huge difference to her budget.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if they hope people don't want to go through the process. I'm stubborn enough to do so. Yeah, it is important, actually. And it's also, I think if they don't pass it on, it's a sign that our business isn't that important to them. So I'd rather take my business elsewhere.
Bank customer Kate speaking with our business reporter, David Taylor.